Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Iowa Secretary of State Paul Pate joins us on today's program. He talks about a special award given to Pella Christian through his office for registering students to vote and previews the upcoming November general election.
Well, Secretary Pate, first of all, you're here today at Pella Christian for a special reason. Let our listeners know about the award that you just presented to Pella Christian and what it means to get these students registered to vote.
Well, Pella Christian was one of 18 high schools across the state who are receiving the Carrie Chapman CAT Award, which recognizes if you register over 90% of your seniors to vote, they would be given this award. And it's a way to inspire young people to be part of their civic responsibilities, and getting in on the ground floor is voting. And by being registered, you're ready to go. And we're here today to present that trophy to them and hoping that the future classes will do the same.
Well, and especially with everything that's gone on the past year, why is it so important for every Iowan to get out and register to vote, especially considering the circumstances?
Well, it's good government, and Iowans have always respected that. We have one of the highest participation when it comes to voter registration and elections in the country. So we've always been there. But again, when you start looking at elections that are perhaps a little more hotly contested or closer when you look at the totals, so every vote does count. And everyone thinks presidential. Well, you know, school board elections and local city elections and county elections have a great deal of impact on you in your day-to-day lives. And those can be won or lost by 1 to 5 votes, that close. So we want to ensure everybody's a voter.
And I imagine this impact, especially for young people, is not only are you trying to get them registered to vote, but get them to understand that each election, no matter what November it is, it is important.
Well, it's exactly right. We want to start them at a younger age so they fully understand it all. And when you look at voter trends, the older we are, the more inclined we are to vote. Some of that is inspired by, I'm paying more taxes maybe, or perhaps I've settled down, I'm raising a family. Those kind of impacts are there. But young people, they have as much to say about this as anyone else. You know, they're paying taxes when they have jobs and when they buy things, et cetera. So they have a right to have their voice heard. And for many of them, they want to know where their future is. And government officials impact that tremendously. So step up and be a voter.
And this past primary cycle, the highest turnout ever, especially with the absentee ballots that were sent out, or the requests, I should say, that were sent out. From your perspective in your office, since that point in time, how have you used that to prepare for the upcoming November election, anticipating, I'm sure, similar demand for voting by mail and those other options?
You know, this was an unusual election year. With COVID, no one was really sure what to expect. So we learned a lot through the primary. And what we learned is how to put together an election where everybody has a chance to vote either in person at the courthouse or at the polling sites or voting absentee through the mail. We did see 80% of the folks stepping up in that respect. And we're expecting a higher turnout that way this coming fall. Typically we have 40%, but I think you're going to be seeing at least 60. It could go up to as high as 80%, but we've prepared making sure the polling sites are safer. We've got plenty of hand sanitizer, face masks, placement distance markers. We have face shields. We've gone through a significant amount of prep for it.
And what resources are available from your office at a statewide level, especially to make sure that people, if they want to learn more or can get some of these resources, request an absentee ballot, what are the ways they can use your state office as a resource?
You can always reach out to your county auditor's office, but you can reach us. You just go to sos.iowa.gov, and we'll have everything in there from how to request an absentee ballot, how to track your ballot. So when you send your request form in, it'll tell you when they received your request. It'll show you when they sent you a ballot, and it'll show you when they received your ballot back. All these are there for you. It'll tell you where your voting precinct is at as well. And we would encourage you to go to trusted sources, and that's our office or your county auditor.
What assurances can your office give to people, especially as they might be nervous voting by mail or in person?
We've got a good track record. We have a lot of transparency, and we have checks and balances, as I've mentioned. You can track your ballot successfully to know what's getting there. We have post-election audits. We use paper ballots. These are all to assure you of the integrity. And, if you're going to vote by the mail in the absentee process, just allow yourself sufficient time. The post office has given us a lot of assurances, and we've had good success with them in the past. Your ballot will get there.
Once again, that was Iowa Secretary of State Paul Pate at Pella Christian High School. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.